Hmm? Oh, college tea?
Yeah.
I don't say that, no lady. Her daughter put it in and you find out it was frozen. You remember? Yeah, college cheese, yeah. You can't freeze college cheese to do any good. I didn't know that either. I mean, well, it wasn't taste right. I thought it was terrible once you freeze it.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, I could start out kind of, could get the watery life in.
Hmm, I guess it goes bad.
Well, what about a pie that's deep and you boil the fruit, I mean you cook the fruit and then drop black dumplings down into it, what do you call that?
What about a bite of food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a little what? Snack between meals. Okay. And in the morning you might fix a cup of what to drink, wake you up? Coffee. Okay. And if you were thirsty, you've been out in the yard working or something, you might ask for a what? Drink of water. Okay. And if it wasn't in a cup, it would be in a glass. Okay. What about food, let's see, if somebody passes you food at the table and you don't want it, how would you refuse it? What would you say? I guess you'd say no thank you, I wouldn't care for any. Okay. Now, are you getting tired? I've got just a little bit more to go, and then but I'm going to change tapes. I hope I'm not. Am I keeping y'all from doing something?
Talking about eating, you know what brunch is, don't you?
What?
Brunch.
Does that sound like it might be a...
Two different times, and well, my dad had a 1951 Ford
that he drove until the body was so far gone that we were afraid to get in it. But the engine was still running just as good as it had the day it was in.
I bet you his has 170,000 miles on it.
Must be nervous. Been quit working for it's quit working about 2 years ago.
What mile was yours?
65.
I was just going to say.
He quit working at 123,000.
That pile there, that other one there, there's got a little over 100,000 miles.
Now, the, is the truck a Ford, too?
I sure
He got it pretty good.
When I went to buy a truck, Ford people wouldn't be competitive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
Yes.
I had all them vehicles, not ours, out there, in case you
Automobiles, driver education.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, I started that old school pickup sitting right down there, and now I took out the other day. It's not out there.
Thank goodness.
Got a school pickup sits out there sometimes. Driver ed car looks like a used car.
Well, you know, Ford people talking about them being competitive, they sell so many trucks that it's hard to get them. I mean, they are assured of so many sales every year, it's hard to get them to get down and deal with you.
They wouldn't deal at all for our Chevrolet. Of course, it's not as tough as Ford, I'm sure of that.
Well, I just don't understand how these Dodge people even make... Maybe there's some part of the country where everybody buys a Dodge truck.
There must be, it isn't in the South.
But that, you don't see anything but Ford and Chevrolet trucks in the South.
Right.
And most of them
Ford. Back in the last 6 years, though. Ain't.
Yeah. But I bet you for every Chevy truck you see on the road, you'll see four or five Ford trucks. I've noticed that. I've got a Chevrolet pickup, and I started noticing pickup trucks now, and it's really amazing.
Right.
There are four times as many Ford trucks.
I reckon I have the only Chevrolet pickup over at school, the only one I can think of. Several of the men teachers have pickups. Of course, you see our wives have to have cars.